Oh, let me take one or two questions.
Hola, Play, uno bien de question.
Question de sous chat, yo, Regina. Bonjour tout le monde. Puis continuez vos vocal répondre, vous êtes intéressant pour nous.
Bonjour, Elouse. There are more questions in the chat, John.
Okay.
Let me see.
Hopefully you find ones that are connected to the actual material in the class, if possible.
Okay, let me see if I could find that. Okay, there's one about history. Again, it's from Danny. Listening to you paint a picture of history in the period from the 1st to 4th century, we can conclude that heresies and heteropraxy were introduced by the fathers of the church, episcopal, bishop, and others, which I do not understand in their decision. Did I get that clear, Danny?
Yeah, let me respond to that.
Okay.
I would say the early church fathers did not produce heresy. No, quite the opposite. The early church fathers protected against heresy. They remained orthodox. I want to emphasize this. This is very important. Throughout this entire period, both the Western Church and Rome, and the Eastern Church in Constantinople, they remained Orthodox. The early councils all reached correct conclusions.
Tout premier concilio t'est achevé en conclusion correcte.
They avoided heterodoxy. They remained orthodox. But on the other side,
dans l'autre bord,
they had bad practice. They were orthodox, correct teaching. Correct theology.
Na theology correct.
But they had heteropraxy. False practices. Such as sacramentalism.
Sacrament.
And the system of penance and so many other things.
Avec système de pénitence et bien en pilote bagage encore.
So Augustine had an orthodox Christology.
Augustin te gagne yon Christologie orthodox.
He had an orthodox theology about God and about Jesus Christ.
Il te gagne yon théologie orthodoxe de Christ et de bon Dieu.
But he supported many practices that we would find really bad.
Mais il supportait un pile pratique que nous même n'est capable de trouver qui était mauvaise.
Especially the idea of sacrament.
Spécialement idée de sacrement.
But also the idea of Christendom.
Et puis tout avec l'idéologie de Christendom.
The idea that the state enforces the church.
L'idée que l'église là a gain force. I'm sorry, the idea that the state enforces
the state. The state defends the church.
L'idée que l'État ou bien gouvernement the apostate Islam.
This led eventually to the idea of the church having armies.
Ça a été arrivé avec l'idée côté que l'église a devenu gagner armée.
And fighting wars.
Et ta bataille guerre.
In fact, Augustine oversaw a persecution of the Donatists.
En effet, Augustin était
Augustine requested the Roman state to suppress the Donatists.
Augustin te mandé avec état romain pour te supprimer pratique donatisme.
So at this point, Christians were persecuting Christians.
Non point ça, nous voyons côté que chrétiens ont persécuté chrétiens.
This was more of a false practice than a false theology.
Ça a été plus que pour voir avec une mauvaise pratique que mauvaise théologie.
That's a good question.
C'était une bonne question.
One more question, then we'll continue with
Augustine.
The first five centuries.
Yeah.
Pas mentionné the Holy Spirit.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes, that was Danny again. So he wanted to know why in the first five centuries, with all the councils, they never mentioned the Holy Spirit. Why do you think?
They actually did. That's not correct.
C'est pas vraiment correct parce que tu mentionnes Saint-Esprit.
Although they did not discuss the Holy Spirit a lot, it became very, very important eventually.
Même quand que on pas discuté Saint-Esprit en pile, mais ça devenu très important.
For example, in the Council of Nicaea.
Dans le Concile Nicée.
They established that the Son is of the same substance as the Father.
Il était établi que petite latine de même substance avec papa.
But then it was that the Council of Ephesus, they said the Holy Spirit is also of the same substance as the Father.
C'est dans le concile Ephésien côté que il était mentionné.
Another very important point is in the Council of Chalcedon.
Another point that is important is in the Council of Chalcedon.
We didn't read the entire Chalcedonian Creed.
Nous avons lu tout creed de Chalcedon.
But if we kept reading.
Mais si nous continuons à lire.
They said the Holy Spirit proceeds from the Father.
Il te dit que cet esprit est sorti de papa.
That the Father sent the Son.
Que papa a envoyé petit là.
And he also sent the Holy Spirit.
Et puis il t'a envoyé cet esprit.
Now I'm going to go forward about 6 centuries.
Which century? 6?
About 5 or 6 centuries. I'm going to go forward.
Okay. Okay, m'a avancé, arrivé na siècle 5 avec 6.
And then in the Western Church.
Na l'église, ou bien l'église occidentale.
They began to teach that he proceeds from the Father and from the Son.
Je te commence à enseigner que Saint-Esprit a sorti na papa et na petite là.
The Holy Spirit proceeds both from the Father and from the Son.
And the word is proceed?
Proceed. He was sent by both the Father and the Son.
Oui, et je te commence à enseigner que Saint-Esprit a est sorti na papa et petite là.
Yeah, the Latin word is filioque.
Mon latin c'est filioque.
And that means and the Son.
I'm sorry, I don't know why it's so hard for me to. Your volume is a little bit low, John. Okay. I don't know. You're far away from your microphone.
All right, sorry. From the Father and from the Son.
Oui, sorti de papa et de petite là.
And that was the means of division between East and West.
Ça, c'était une cause de division entre Est et Ouest.
This very, very, very small distinction.
Cette distinction qui est très, 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 très petite, ça.
Regarding the Holy Spirit.
Qui a rapport avec, en regard de cet esprit, hein?
Does he come from the Father only?
Est-ce que c'est aussi du papa seulement?
Or does he come from the Father and from the Son?
Ou bien c'est sorti du papa et du petit là.
And this led to the great schism in the year 1054.
Ça a été lié avec un gros schisme dans l'année 1054.
Even today, the division between the Orthodox Church and the Catholic Church is based on their teaching about the Holy Spirit.
Même je dis un division qui existait entre catholiques et l'Église orthodoxe basée sur l'enseignement de cet esprit.
But despite me saying that, I think you're right.
Au lieu que de tout ça que moi dis, moi crois que vous correct.
The early church spent a lot of energy explaining the Son.
L'église a dépensé un peu d'énergie à expliquer petite là.
They divided over the theology about Christ.
Étaient divisés de différentes théologies qui ont gagné de Christ là.
Eventually, they fought wars over Christology.
Éventuellement, ils ont gagné des batailles et des guerres.
And the church spent less energy thinking about the Holy Spirit. So I agree with your premise there. Alright, can we continue with the class?
Okay, now we'll continue with class.
So we'll probably spend almost all the rest of our time talking about Augustine.
We'll passer presque tout le temps à parler de Augustin.
Because you can't understand the Catholic Church if you don't understand Augustine.
Parce qu'on peut comprendre l'Église catholique là, si on peut comprendre Augustin.
But you also can't understand the Protestant churches unless you understand Augustine.
Et tout pour comprendre l'Église protestante, je ne peux comprendre Augustin.
So the most important aspect of Augustine to understand is his reliance on the idea of God's sovereignty.
Puis aspect pour nous comprendre d'Augustin, c'est appuyer sur la souveraineté de bon Dieu.
This justified almost all of his other ideas.
Ça justifie presque toute l'autre idée qu'il gagnait.
And it reminds me of something we need to learn from church history.
Et ça rappelle-moi d'un bagage pour nous apprendre de l'histoire de l'Église.
Which is, we need to remain balanced in our theology.
Faut nous rester balancés dans la théologie, nous.
We need to have the correct balance in understanding God as a God of love.
Pour nous gagner en balance correcte, pour nous comprendre que bon Dieu est un Dieu d'amour.
He is a sovereign God.
Il est un Dieu de souveraineté.
He's a holy God.
Il est un Dieu qui est holy.
Saint.
Yeah, qui est saint.
And He's a just God.
Ele só é um Deus que é justo.
We need to maintain a proper balance of understanding the different aspects of God's nature.
Et il faut nous garder une balance correcte pour nous comprendre nature, bon Dieu.
And I believe Augustine lost that balance.
Et moi crois que Augustin a perdu balance.
So he used this to justify the idea of Christendom. In his book, The City of God was all about God's sovereignty. And it became justification for anything the Catholic Church might do.
Qui devient une justification pour tout ça que l'Église catholique là a pour faire.
And so, individual Christians had no role to play in the church.
Chrétien individuel pas gagné pièce rôle pour qu'il était joué dans l'Église là.
And individual faith was irrelevant.
La foi individuelle était irrelevant.
Augustine had a very, very strong doctrine of original sin.
Augustine had a doctrine très profonde sur péché original.
And the complete depravity of human beings.
Et dépravation totale de être humain.
He was not the first one to teach this.
Il va être le premier monde qui t'a enseigné ça.
But he had a very, very strong doctrine, and he justified it theologically. This became the justification for infant baptism. Again, he didn't invent infant baptism. But he provided theological explanation of it. And his idea of original sin, we can see the connection to his background in the Manichae religion.
Dans le background que tu gagnes, dans la fondation que tu gagnes, dans la religion que tu gagnes avant de devenir chrétien.
And in his book, Confessions.
In a livre que tu écris, qui était titré Confession.
Also coming from his idea of the sovereignty of God is his very strong doctrine of predestination.
Et tu gagnes une doctrine de prédestination qui est sortie tout sur l'idée
when Adam fell, we inherited complete depravity from Adam. And we are completely incapable of responding to God's grace.
Et nous complètement incapables pour nous répondre avec grâce, bon Dieu.
To Augustine, we have no free will before we become a Christian.
Pour Augustin, nous pas gagné pièce volonté avant que nous devenions chrétien.
If we have any free will at all, it's only gained after we're saved.
Nous pas gagné pièce volonté, nous venons gagner ça c'est après nous venons après nous sauver.
Now I know this word monergism is a very fancy word, but I want us to understand the meaning of monergism. It's the idea that our salvation is fully dependent on what God does and has nothing to do with what we do.
C'est l'idée que ça nous totalement dépend de ce que bon Dieu fait et que pas bien rien de ça que nous fait.
The opposite of monergism is synergism.
Opposé monergisme, c'est synergisme.
In the theological system we describe as synergism.
Dans le système théologique que nous décrit synergisme.
Our will cooperates with God's will.
et volonté nous coopérer avec volonté bon Dieu.
We become a Christian because we decide to obey God.
Nous venons chrétiens parce que nous décidons pour nous obéir bon Dieu.
So there's cooperation.
Là nous avons coopération.
Not predestination.
C'est pas prédestination.
This became the beginning of the of one of the big battles in Augustine's life.
Ça t'est venu avec une grosse bataille dans vie Augustin.
He had a battle against the Donatists.
Il y a une bataille contre Donatisme.
Yes, and he defeated the Donatists with his doctrine of sacrament.
Il te défend Donatisme avec l'idée du sacrement.
But his other battle was with a guy named Pelagius.
C'était avec un homme qui était le Pelagius.
Pelagius taught synergism.
Il était enseigné synergisme.
That our salvation is based on our decision.
Que ça le nous basé sur décision, non?
That we are depraved. We inherit a sinful nature from Adam. But we're not completely depraved. And we do have free will. And Pelagius became the enemy of Augustine.
Et Pelagius vini un ennemi de Augustin.
And eventually the church declared that Pelagius was a heretic.
Éventuellement l'église a déclaré que Pelagius était un hérésie.
They said that he taught works salvation. And of course, this battle is still going on today. Because Calvin inherited the theology of Augustine.
Calvin hérite théologie de Augustin.
He, like Augustine, overemphasizes God's sovereignty and he denies human free will.
Même chose avec Augustin, l'idée magnifier souveraineté bon Dieu et l'idée minimiser volonté humaine.
We'll say more about Pelagius, but I want to go back to Augustine.
On a dit plus de Pelagius.
So, also, very, very strong teaching of Augustine was the idea of sacrament.
I
already mentioned the seven sacraments. And Augustine didn't invent the idea of sacrament.
Augustin pas inventé idée de sacrement.
But he gave the theological justification to sacrament.
Mente by justification théologique de sacrement.
His teaching.
Enseignement lieu.
Again, a fancy word, but I'm going to use a fancy word here.
Encore, on va dire un gros mot.
The Latin word is ex opere opero.
Mon latin c'est ex opere opero.
And what it means is this.
Ça veut dire c'est que
the action of the sacrament has power in itself.
Action sacrement yo gen pouvoir.
The mere performance of the sacrament creates holiness.
En pratique, ça commence à créer sainteté.
Independent of the faith.
Indépendant de foi.
You have to understand the world of Augustine.
Enfin, nous essayons de comprendre le monde Augustin.
He did not want to be a bishop.
Il pas voulu un évêque.
He wanted to be a theologian.
Il voulait juste un théologien.
But he became a bishop of the city of Hippo.
Mais il devint un bishop na ville Hippo.
And the church that he led,
l'église qu'il était dirigé,
contained almost no disciples. These were worldly people who certainly hadn't repented of their sins. They certainly weren't disciples of Jesus. But they were members of his church. And he taught, but they're all saved. They may not have any real faith in Jesus. And they may never have made a commitment to follow Jesus. But if they participate in the sacrament, such as baptism, and communion,
communion,
and anointing, the confirmation, if you will,
confirmation.
Then they're saved through the action. So this becomes a kind of works salvation. But it's the work of the church. Not the work of the person, it's the work of the church. He also taught transubstantiation.
Lui aussi enseigné transubstantiation.
That when the priest performs the mass,
les prêtres performent la messe,
that the bread becomes literally the body of Christ.
Que pain vini corps Jésus, propre corps Jésus.
And the wine becomes literally the blood of Christ.
Et que vin vient tourner sans Jésus.
At this time, the believers no longer took the wine. They only took the bread.
Et dans temps ça, et croyant, ils étaient juste pour pain, ils pas pour vin.
Augustine said about the sacrament.
Augustin te dit le sacrement, yo.
He said, the word is added to the element.
Il dit que mot yo ajouté à élément yo.
And that produces sacrament or holiness.
Ça produit sacrement ou bien sainteté.
So he gave mystical power to the bread and to the wine.
Il te baille pouvoir mystique sur pain avec vin.
And all of this is found not in the faith, but in the church.
Et tout ça, vous avez trouvé, non pas dans la foi, mais dans l'église.
And this is how we can understand Catholicism.
Et c'est façon ça nous cap comprendre et catholique.
All right, a little bit more. A little bit more. First of all, two opponents. One, of course, was the Donatists, the group that was there in Carthage. In northern Africa, the Donatists were the majority.
What were the majority?
The Donatist group.
I know where.
In northern Africa. So he declared almost like a my brain's not working. You know, you have a war against the people. My brain's not working. you know, when the Rome pronounces war against and goes against the Middle East, the crusade, a crusade.
Okay. Is it declare a
crusade against the Donatists. And he declared that it's good to kill the Donatists.
Que c'était bon pour tuer Donatiste, groupe Donatiste.
Because he said some in those churches are probably still saved.
Il dit que un peu dans l'église était probablement sauvé.
He said it's better that the Donatists perish in their flames.
Et que c'était mieux pour Donatiste de périr dans du feu.
Rather than burn in the flames of hell.
Au lieu pour être brûlé dans du feu l'enfer.
Because they rebelled against the church.
Parce qu'ils ont rébellé contre l'église là.
Now remember I said on the first class, and this is really, really important, I want you to listen to this.
Rappelez que dans la première classe là, que moi t'ai parlé de ma gamme, moi, c'est très, très important, moi, je voulais pour nous tendre ça bien.
Much of what we do is because of our opponent.
En pile dans la gamme que nous faisons, c'est à cause de l'opponent, nous.
Because the Donatists emphasize the importance of the individual believer.
Parce que Donatiste était accentué sur
the importance of the individual believer.
Il était accentué sur importance individu croyant.
Individual holiness and commitment.
Un commitment ou bien c'était personnel.
Engagement.
Engagement, commitment, engagement personnel.
Which, of course, we agree with, of course.
Que nous d'accord avec ça.
But because of that, Augustine swung the pendulum farther and farther away from that.
À cause de ça, Augustin t'a balancé pendulum très, très loin.
He was driven to his extremes, at least in part, by the groups he was opposing.
De toujours aller en extrême de groupe que t'es en opposition avec eux.
And I say, don't let that happen to you. Don't let that happen to us.
Et moi dis, pinga nous quitter ça arriver nous.
His other opponent, like I already said,
notre opponent que moi t'ai déjà mentionné,
was Pelagius.
C'est Pelagius.
Who taught that humans do have free will.
Qui t'a enseigné que humain gagnait à volonté.
That humans are responsible for their decisions.
Que humain est responsable des décisions, yo.
And so this drove Augustine to an even more extreme position.
Ça t'a fait, et Augustin t'a allé dans une position qui est très, très extrême.
To an even stronger idea of total depravity.
Dépravement total.
To an even stronger theology of predestination.
Et puis l'idéologie de prédestination était plus accentuée sur ça, encore plus.
And Pelagius was labeled as this arch heretic.
Pelagius était titré un acte hérétique.
Pelagius also went to extremes, I believe, in reaction against Augustine.
Pelagius, en réponse de Augustin, t'y allé, balancer pendule na partie extrême lento.
There's a quote from him, on the screen. Puisque la perfection, that one.
En quotation de lui, qui dit, puisque la perfection est possible pour l'homme, elle est obligatoire.
So he was accused of teaching works salvation.
Il était, dit que c'est lui-même qui était accusé, lui, que t'as pensé mieux salut, que mon atteint salut par un vieux.
Because he taught that humans are required to maintain holiness.
Parce qu'il était enseigné que il était humain pour vivre avec cette été, œuvre humaine qui est important pour ça.
Pelagius was a friend with the monks and the nuns.
C'était un ami de moineaux et de sœurs.
Because they taught the need for personal holiness as well.
Parce que tu enseignais un besoin pour sécurité personnelle.
But he was the enemy of Augustine.
Mais il était gros ennemi de Augustin.
When Pelagius died,
l'été mouri.
Oh, I forgot to mention something.
Comme t'as oublié mentionner un bagage.
Pelagius moved to Jerusalem.
Oh, il était, allé vivre à Jérusalem.
He was much, much more accepted in the Eastern Church.
Il était plus accepté dans l'église est, dans l'église orient.
Because the Eastern Church continued to stress the idea of sanctification.
Parce que l'église orientale là était accentuée sur l'idée de sanctification.
And Pelagius's theology was accepted in the East but rejected in the West.
Et théologie là était acceptée dans l'église orientale là et puis était rejetée dans l'église occidentale.
So here we begin to see the separation between the Eastern Church and the Western Church.
Et là, nous commençons à voir la séparation entre l'Église orientale et l'Église occidentale.
The Eastern Church, which we call the Orthodox Church.
L'Église orientale, que nous appelons l'Église orthodoxe.
They stress that salvation is found through the incarnation of Christ.
Il était enseigné que nous rejoignons le salut à travers l'incarnation de Jésus.
That when God became flesh,
que le bon Dieu venait prendre forme humaine,
it allowed those of us who are of the flesh to become like God.
Il était permettre nous-mêmes vivre même avec bon Dieu, nous-mêmes qui vivons dans la chair, vivre même avec bon Dieu.
They stressed sanctification.
Était accentué sur sanctification.
And salvation more is of a process that happens.
So salvation is more of a process.
But the Western Church.
I'm sorry, I was trying to repeat what the last thing you said. Salvation is more of a process.
Right,
and there was a word that I didn't
know. They would call it deification.
Salut, c'était plus un processus.
Through participation in Christ, we become more like Christ. But the Western Church looked at it as a matter of justification. And they looked at the death of Christ. That we're saved through participation in the death of Christ.
Que nous t'es sauvé de nous participer dans la mort de Jésus.
One of the Eastern theologians, his name was Athanasius.
Un théologien de Orient, non, c'était Athanase.
He said, Jesus assumed humanity.
Il dit que Jésus a assumé l'humanité.
So that we might become like God.
Pour qu'on soit capable de venir même déjà avant Dieu.
But the West stressed the crucifixion.
Mais l'Ouest a été plus appuyé sur crucifixion.
They thought of salvation as a matter of being justified.
Il était enseigné que salut, c'est un moyen de justification.
Almost like a legal decision.
C'est presque une décision légale.
Now, the Bible mentions both of these.
La Bible mentionne tous les deux bagages.
The Bible certainly mentions justification.
La Bible mentionne certainement mentionné justification.
But it also mentions sanctification.
Il aussi mentionné sanctification.
Because when we're baptized,
parce que là nous baptisés,
we're saved,
nous sauvés,
but through the Christian life, we become saved.
Et à travers vie chrétienne, nous venons sauvés.
When we're baptized, God makes us holy.
Quand nous baptisons, bon Dieu fait nous saints.
But in our Christian life, we become holy.
Et dans la vie chrétienne, nous venons saints.
So anyway, that's some of the distinction there.
Ça, c'est les différentes distinctions qui existaient entre Est et l'Ouest.
A few things can be mentioned here that are not quite as important. Just a couple more things. Another church father that's important to mention is Jerome.
Un autre père, l'église saint, qui est important pour le mentionner, c'est Jérôme.
He was an ascetic.
Il était un ascétique.
He lived in the East.
Il était habité dans l'Est.
He was the greatest scholar of his age.
Il était plus gros, savant dans la promotion.
Even a greater scholar than Augustine himself. He produced what's called the Vulgate translation.
It
became the official Bible of the Roman Church. And he translated into Latin directly from Hebrew and Greek.
Tu traduis directement en latin de grec et de hébreu.
Another emphasis here was extreme asceticism.
Une autre chose que je mentionne là, c'est ascétisme extrême.
Especially in the Eastern Church.
Spécialement dans l'église Est-là.
The Eastern Church has always emphasized asceticism more than the Western Church.
L'église Est-là est plus accentuée sur l'ascétisme que l'église Ouest.
That's why Pelagius found a home in the East.
C'est ça qui était fait que Pelagius était joint à habitation dans l'Est-là.
And the monks in the desert practice extreme, crazy things.
Moigneux qui étaient dans le désert, ils avaient des pratiques extrêmes.
You can see the picture on the screen. This guy, Simon. He lived on the top of a very tall column and he never left. And he would wear no clothes or very little clothes, no matter how cold it was.
Li mettait peu vêtements ou bien pas mettait rien du tout, peu importe la température qu'il y ait.
It was kind of almost like the Olympics of asceticism.
C'était presque même genre avec, c'est comme si on regarde aussi Olympique de ascétisme.
Ah, but it's almost 11 o'clock, so I need to end. And maybe I'll take one question or two questions and then we'll end.
Okay, il est presque 11h et la mettez fin. Peut-être qu'il y a pour une ou bien deux questions.
But before I do, let me remind you of your homework.
Avant m'aller quitter mon ballon deux fois, non?
You need to be keeping a notebook.
A journal?
As you read the text.
Pour nous qu'il y ait un journal, pendant qu'on applique le texte, pour nous qu'il y ait une note.
Record a journal of your thoughts while you're reading.
Et pendant qu'on applique pour nous enregistrer, il y a un journal de son appli.
And remember, you're going to be writing a paper.
Et rappelez-nous que nous allons écrire un papier.
You may want to even start to think about what aspect of church history you want to write about.
On va commencer à penser quel aspect de l'histoire de l'église que vous voulez parler de lui.
And also remember, we have a quiz next week.
Et rappelez-nous que nous avons un quiz la semaine prochaine.
So maybe one question, maybe two questions.
La première, nous avons deux questions. You want us to continue from the ones from earlier in the chat? Because it seems like there's a lot.
Sure, I trust your wisdom to choose good questions. Yeah.
Thank you. Let me see if I find one that has church history.
It doesn't have to be that. Whatever you think would be worth going over. But.
Let me see. Let me just see the next one. After this, the next one. My God, man, Banu. One person asked, what is your understanding? To explain, the universal church, is that biblical?
The what? Oh, the Catholic Church?
Yeah, the universal church. I guess that would be the term, the Catholic Church, right? Is that biblical?
Yes, it is.
We, L'Église universelle, now we live, biblique.
Right. For example, if you read the Nicene Creed.
Par exemple, sur le Credo Nicée.
It says there is one universal church.
Il dit qu'il y a une seule l'Église universelle.
Also, we say one Catholic church.
Et puis nous, c'est même terme là que on se l'Église catholique là, c'est même terme là qui est utilisé.
The word Catholic means universal.
Mot catholique là veut dire universel.
And that's exactly what Jesus taught.
Et c'est ça que Jésus, c'est exactement ça que Jésus t'a enseigné.
He said there is one church.
Il dit qu'il y a une seule l'Église.
And so, in the Nicene Creed, when they said there is one Catholic Church. That's absolutely a correct biblical teaching.
C'est vraiment un enseignement biblique correct.
But unfortunately,
malheureusement,
the Catholic Church used that to exclude anybody who's not part of their particular church.
Catholique a utilisé ça pour exclure tout le monde qui pas fait partie de l'Église.
So the problem is not to declare that there's one Catholic Church. But it's when you declare that the Roman Catholic Church is that church. And eventually that came to exclude the Orthodox Church.
Éventuellement, ça exclut toute l'Église orthodoxe.
And the Coptic Church.
Et l'Église coptique.
And the Nestorian Church.
L'Église nestorienne. Yo.
And the ICOC.
Et l'Église ICOC.
And the Baptist Church and all other churches that are not under the Pope.
Et toute l'Église baptiste et toute autre l'Église qui part en bas.
So the teaching became that the Pope is the head of the Catholic Church. But that's not true.
Mais c'est pas vrai.
Jesus is the head of the Catholic Church.
Jésus, c'est tête l'église là.
And anybody who makes Jesus Lord,
tout le monde qui fait Jésus Seigneur,
and is baptized into Christ, is part of the Catholic Church. So guess what? You're Catholic.
Ou sont catholiques.
If you're Christian, you're Catholic.
Ce sont chrétiens, sont catholiques.
But good luck explaining that to your Roman Catholic friend.
Bonne chance pour expliquer ça avec...
So the word Catholic has to do with unity. But the Roman Catholic Church used it to create division, not unity. Alright? One more question.
Okay,
go.
Okay, good.
mais bon monde qui levait main.
Ah, ok, n'a pas mon qui levait main. Qui est-ce qui levait main?
Mais, on va parler de qui est-ce.